listening to The Kevin Smith Show.
Views expressed on this program are the responsibility of those who make them. They do not necessarily represent the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or any of its affiliates.
And welcome aboard. We are glad you are here. Whoever you happen to be all around this planet, thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. Those of you joining us for the first time, thanks for being here, and I'm delighted that you are here, and I hope you make a habit out of it. If you're brand new to the Kevin Smith Show, or if we're brand new to you, understand that we're not a new show. I saw that on a blog somewhere, that we're a new show. We've been around, my dear friends, for 7 years. We've been around since 2000, and we're coming up on our 8th anniversary this year. So we're not new, but if you're new to us, then you don't know that we have a free weekly newsletter, and it's an e-zine. We send it to you in the email, and it takes 10 seconds or so to subscribe. You can unsubscribe anytime you decide to, although very few people ever unsubscribe. You can, and we never, ever share our email list with anyone. We don't rent it out or lease it or loan it. It's ours, all right? So you're not going to be spammed as a result of subscribing. So go over to kevinsmithshow.com and subscribe to our free weekly e-zine. Tomorrow night in our members area, I will be in the chat room, and I invite you to be there as well, all right? So if you're not a member, you've got time to join. You don't have to be a member. You don't have to pay anything in order to listen to the broadcast. But we do have some extra goodies in the members area, and I invite you to do that. All right, now, remember Dick Criswell? Remember? That's the guy with the above top secret clearance that came on this show on January 1 and talked with us about some things that were pretty startling for a lot of people with regard to the UFO phenomena. Well, I got a telephone call from him today, and it's the kind of call I like to get. It's feedback. It tells me things about our show that there's no other way for me to know unless one of the guests calls and or sends me an email and lets me know. But he reported to me today that since being on the show, a lot of things have happened. He has been inundated with emails from all around the world. He has been inundated with telephone calls. Two additional radio shows have contacted him and asked him to come on their shows. And there have been some other things that I won't talk about because he didn't give me permission to do so. But he's been contacted by some very interesting individuals. Very interesting indeed. Now, the reason I tell you that is because when I tell you that our audience is literally around this world and that we're in about 70 countries, it is the truth, my dear friends. It is the truth. Those be the facts. And people are looking for information all over this world, people are looking for information about this phenomenon. Here's the place. If you want alternative information, you want edge information, this is the place. Tonight, we're going to be talking about parallel universes with Dr. Bruce Goldberg on the other side of this break. Alien Seeker News has blasted off and is providing a new and important resource for everyone interested in UFOs, aliens, alien abductions, Bigfoot, Chupacabra, and more. Featuring five of the top UFO radio talk shows, lots of information and articles in free forums, Alien Seeker News has launched on its journey to greatness. Go to alienseekernews.com, register for the free forums, and get the classic Flying Saucers Are Real by Major Donald Kehoe as a free ebook. Join today. Most of the great music you hear right here on Steel Eye Media Network is supplied by the independent artists from GarageBand.com. If you hear a song you like, go over to GarageBand.com, look it up, download it. You can even buy the group's CDs, in many cases, right there at GarageBand.com. Get it all. Become a member at KevinSmithShow.com.
Are you working hard to get ahead but seem to be moving backwards, not forward? Do you run into obstacles and resistance everywhere you turn? I'm Monique Chapman with 25 years' experience helping people in fulfilling their dreams. Call me today at 888-240-6057 and schedule your consultation that will assist you in making key decisions to bring your life back into balance. Check out my website for all services offered, www.healing-visions.com. Love yourself enough to make the call today, 888-240-6057.
Kevin Smith here. Do you have your Kevin Smith Show t-shirt yet? No? Well, let today be the day you step into the world of galactic fashion. Visit the Kevin Smith Show online store and get yours today. We are privileged this evening to have Dr. Bruce Goldberg with us, and I'm going to bring him online here in just a moment. But first, I want to highlight something, all right? I want to highlight the fact that that bumper music that you heard that took us into the break, and we'll be using that all throughout this evening, is something that was produced by and recorded by one of our listeners, Ray Marquette. And he has sent me a bunch of music. I decided it was time to take a look at that library and see where I could use what. And so there you have it. And we appreciate Ray for sending that. Our listeners make this show. That's a fact. Dr. Bruce Goldberg, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show.
Well, Kevin, it's a pleasure to reincarnate, and I want to wish you and your audience a very happy new year. And this time of the year is relevant because we're going to be discussing how your listeners can actually take charge of their life, custom design their own destiny, and select their ideal parallel universe in which to grow and function.
All right. Now, to me, I mean, you and I have talked about this some, and that's, to me, this is a perfect path for us to walk. But there are a lot of folks who hear you say that, and I know you're aware of this, and the first impression they have is, oh, okay, this is going to be woo-woo stuff. But it's not that at all. It's you don't approach it that way, and you don't present it that way. And when you talk about parallel universes, you're not speaking theoretically. You are saying they do exist and that we can actually function in them. Is that correct?
That's correct. Well, there is a theoretical foundation, again, to eliminate the woo-woo aspect. I deal with, obviously, quantum physics as the basis for this as far as establishing the mathematical models and the scientific validity of parallel universes. For the benefit of those people who are either skeptical or just think that that this is something that either I've made up one weekend just to be cool, one of the most respected magazines in this country's history is Scientific American. Now, Scientific American is really meant for people who have a certain degree of education. Their articles are very technical, but they're written for the lay public. So if you pay a little attention and have a little background, you can understand them. Every month they have a feature story. In August of 2000, the issue of Scientific American, the issue for that month, the main feature story, was on parallel universes, where they updated the current scientific, shall we say, theories and established experiments and mathematical models to support what science says about parallel universes. Well, this documents not only that they are real mathematically, we can demonstrate that, that isn't even an argument, but here's the issue. How close is the closest sister universe to us? Remember, parallel universe is identical to us, except the events are different, but the structures are the same. You and me are there, structures, the Empire State Building is there, all kinds of stuff are there, but the actual actions in which you face, your life itself, could be better or worse, depending on parallel universes, and we'll be discussing some case histories to demonstrate that. Anyway, the closest sister universe to us is less than a millimeter away. Now, a millimeter is 4/100 of an inch. That's how small a millimeter is. And this theory and these statements are made by people with very thick glasses working in places like Stanford, Harvard. You know what I mean? I mean, this isn't just my humble opinion or Flash Gordon TV series. This is basically really hard science. So,
let me say this. When that article came out, I was in Kosovo. I had started this show. The show started in May of 2000. And when that article came out, I read it, and I read it online, and I did a show about that article. Now, some of the folks who have been listening to this show since way back then when we started will remember this, and that I made a big deal about it's only a millimeter away. And so, you know, this is not, this is very definitely not something that you just made up. The article has been dealt with on this show, and there are people listening who will remember that.
Well, here's an example of something that I do that's even more exotic than this. Because remember now, we're not going to talk about just a theory about this. To me, the theory is fine, and I discuss the theory in my Time Travels from Our Future book if people want to read the real hard-nosed stuff about it, and that's fine. But I'm talking about clinical examples where people can actually, without even having to understand or even care about parallel universes, how they can use a technique which I developed called the New You Technique, where they can lay out these parallel universes, or I call them frequencies, and custom design and switch and choose the one that they want to be in, and literally change their life. Things that they can't change now in their current life, let's say somebody did something really stupid, or let's say they lost a limb, or they were convicted of felony counts, or whatever, or things, or they have HIV is a good example, or anything that they just impossible, physically impossible to change in this life. Well, there's only three options. One, you could just learn to live with it and suffer, which I don't particularly find it desirable. I don't believe in the second choice, which is suicide. That's not going to help you karmically. And the third choice is you can actually lay out these parallel universes and switch tracks. And I did that myself. For example, back in the 1991, give or take, I was doing an interview on a major radio station in Los Angeles called KFI Radio. You probably have heard of it. And they do a major talk station here, and I was doing a regression, a past life regression, on this person that was selected by the host of the show. And a guy heard me on the air, and he was a television producer, used to work with the Victoria Principal Company. And he called me up, and he said, look, he said, doctor, he says, I got to meet with you. My partner and I, we want to do your work. We want to make a television movie out of one of your cases. Is that possible? And I said, sure. If I like you, it's possible, but, you know, I don't know who you are. So I met with him, and the guy came across like a real sleazeball. I mean, this guy was slipping out of his chair. That's how sleazy he was. His partner, interestingly enough, was a physician at UCLA Medical Center, and I particularly liked her. I thought she was credible. I don't know what she was doing with this guy, but I didn't like him. As it turned out, the case I selected was ideal for the movie, but I didn't like him, and I decided to reject his proposal. But by seeing this now, I was able to hook up with a writer friend of mine from the East Coast who also had a major connection with the producer. Push comes to shove, they like the project, they want to do this. The writer is panicking because the network is not picking it up, and I'm saying, look, don't worry about this. I did a progression or these techniques and found out that the frequency I was on back in 1991 would not allow this movie to go on. It would not air. So I switched tracks, and I went to the ideal frequency in which it would air, and on May 17th, 1994, CBS Television aired The Search for Grace, which has been rerun on about half a dozen cable networks, and that was the movie that was done in this frequency anyway because of the new U technique.
All right. Now, parallel frequencies. The last time you were here, we talked about time travel.
Mm-hmm.
And some other things.
And time travelers.
So let me make sure that I understand before we go forward. If I switch to a parallel universe, is that the same thing as time traveling, or is that different?
Well, it can be the same thing. It usually isn't. And let me give you an example. Here's a classic one, which is I reported in my books, and it'll give you an idea of what's happening. When you're dealing with parallel universes, you're not usually going back or forward in time. You're perceiving events that could happen in the future. You lay it out. But when you return, you're actually back in the current time frame. For example, back in June of 1996, a college student, I call her Tammy, not her real name, from New York City, came to my office. She wanted to work on going out of the body and going through hypnosis experiences. And I said, fine. And I said, now you realize once you go out of the body, you're going to be in the space-time continuum, and you can see past, present, and parallel as well as future events. And she says, fine, and make it, you know, more power to it. So she comes out here, and she's a very good student, if you will, and she not only does the techniques well, but she's in town for a week. She sees events that occur a day in advance that what actually does occur the following day. In other words, she's tracing these little snippets that she gets, and she's got about four or five events that occur during the week she's in Los Angeles that are accurate. So her precognitions, if you will, or premonitions, whatever you want to call them, I call them progressions, are accurate. So now she goes home. She's going to fly to Paris the last half of the summer, spend some time with her friends, and go to graduate school. She calls me up at the end of June. Remember, this is 1996. And she goes, Doctor, this is Tammy. I have an emergency. And I said, Tammy, I retired from dentistry to get away from that. What's going on? And she said, well, I use your CDs to go out of the body and this and that. And I see myself leaving to go to Paris from JFK. My plane goes up in the air in my little vision here. It crashes immediately, and I die, and everybody dies. And I said, well, Tammy, look, I don't want to run your life. I believe in empowerment. But do me a favor, change your flight plans and give me a call at the end of the summer. So she calls me the end of August, it's right before Labor Day, and she goes, Doctor, this is Tammy, had a great trip, and I said, great. She goes, I want you to know you did something that I really want to thank you for. And this is the last thing I ever want a patient to say to me. She says, you saved my life. And I said, no, I don't do that. What's going on? She was going to go on TWA Flight 800. July 17th, 1996, I'm sure you remember it, and most of your listeners do.
Sure.
230 people are on the astral plane because of that crash. Everybody died, including the pilots, the flight attendants, all passengers. 230 people died. She would have been 231. So what she did was she went into the future and did this new U technique, if you will, but she stayed in the same time frame. She just got glimpses of the future, you see. So when you do the parallel universe, which you don't necessarily wind up in the future, you stay in the same time frame, you just are on a different path. So the events and the circumstances and the potential that you have are going to be different. But the world itself, as far as the structures and your physical body, the DNA that you have and all that kind of stuff, is not going to change.
All right, well, let me ask you this. If I do this technique, which I guess you will tell us about a little bit anyway, but I do this technique, I go into a parallel universe, and I find it's one where I'm very successful and happy. Can I stay there?
Yes, this is the whole point. Let me show you how this works. That's a very good question. Here's how it works. Let's say now my experience. By the way, I wrote about this in my book, Custom Design Your Own Destiny, which if your listeners go to my website, they can click onto it and they can see exactly, there's a full two-page description of it. And as a benefit for your listeners, this is a special offer only for your listeners. If they order that book directly through my office, it also comes with a free CD, which is a self-hypnosis exercise. They can actually go into hypnosis rather than just reading about the techniques, which of course is fine, but I'd like people to experience it. So that offer is, if they mention your show and the offer, they get the free CD with the order of the book if they order it through my site. But let me show you what happens as far as what the theory behind this is. There's infinite number of universes according to science, but I can't deal with that. I can't deal with a billion universes. So my research over the past 30 years in this field has discovered that there are five major, shall we say, groupings of these frequencies or parallel universes. So in other words, frequency 1 through 5, there are billions of examples of frequencies 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, but there seem to be five major different pathways you can have. Okay, so let's say you're on right now frequency number 1. And you and I are, say, on frequency number 1. But you find by using the new you technique that frequency number 4 is your ideal path, and you want to switch. Now, what happens to frequencies 1, 2, 3, and 5? The answer is nothing. They go on because those frequencies may be ideal for other people, but not obviously for you. What happens, your soul will move from one frequency to another. Therefore, your soul is your conscious awareness. You're going to be only aware of frequency 4. You also do have a soul on the other bodies in the other frequencies, but they're only attuned to that particular frequency. Just like you could watch a channel on television and somebody in the same room in your house can watch another television set and watch a different channel. You're both having maybe a different box, but you're both able to, in the same time frame, to see different frequencies coming in.
Okay, so I don't cease to exist here and now.
You're just not aware of it. Just like right now, you're not aware of certain events. Unless you have a computer that's got a video camera or something, you're not aware of events you mentioned in Kosovo. You're not aware of what's happening right now unless there's some magical news item that's clicking on a TV set. You don't know what's going on. You don't know what's going on in Perth, Australia right now, right?
But right. You're... Oh, yes, you're, yes, I do know some. A great many of those people in Perth, Australia are listening to this show.
Yeah, but you're not there yourself. You see, you're there listening to you, but you're not listening to them.
That's true.
My point here is that unless you were doing a remote viewing or an out-of-body experience, you are only aware of what your eyes are seeing and your five senses are aware of right now where you are. Yet around the world, there are other things happening. When you do parallel universe switching, instead of going around the world, you're going to a different dimension, if you will, where there are universes exactly like us physically, except against the events are different. And your soul, if you will, you might say your soul splits. There are many aspects of your soul. Each of these occupy a certain parallel universe. The only question is, which one are you aware of? For example, one of the reasons my theory, and this is not just me, this is also Fred Allen Wolf, who's a very well-known quantum physicist and other physicists, will state that so one of the definitions or one of the reasons why people are schizophrenic where they hear voices in their head is they're trapped between parallel universes, like being trapped between elevator floors. They're getting information coming in from more than one universe at one time, and by our definition, we would consider them to be mentally insane or you know, mentally disturbed, psychotic, whatever you want to call it, schizophrenic, whatever, audible hallucinations. In reality, they're getting information from parallel universes.
All right, now... If I go to frequency 4, do I remember my life in frequency 1?
For about 2 weeks, and then it disappears. You initially do recall the frequency you came from, but after a while, because I've done thousands of these, after a while, it goes bye-bye, and you really have no memory whatsoever of that. You simply assimilate, if you will, to frequency 4, and that's where you are. Because you really can't function if you're living in two worlds at the same time. If you were just pining away for frequency, see, you know, this is great, but there are certain things I miss on frequency 1. In reality, there isn't. Let's say, for example, you have a pet dog that you love. Well, you're going to have that same dog at frequency 4. So it's not like you're missing anything, you see. And the life that you left behind, or at least your soul, switched from one to another. It's like watching one of those dancing balls on a 1950s TV show, you know? Mm-hmm. That's what happens to the soul. It's energy. There's no matter to a soul. It's pure energy. What happens is that everything that you have that you might find desirable here, but even though you don't like this frequency, let's say, but there are certain things about that you find familiar with, all of those will be relevant and available in the other parallel universe. The difference will be your potential outcome as an individual, your accomplishments, your level of fulfillment, fulfillment, maybe meeting a soulmate or achieving financial success or professional success or whatever else you consider to be important to you, that will be accomplished, but the basic structures are the same, so there's really nothing to miss except frustration, failure, and depressive incidences in your life.
So what we can do, and when we're talking about frequencies, we're actually, it's not a frequency as much as it is a parallel universe.
Well, actually, we call it frequencies because that's a very accurate term, because like right now, a radio signal is electromagnetic radiation. That's
right.
The same thing as a TV signal. And so basically, if you're listening to, let's say, the old transistor radio mentality, forget the satellite mentality for a moment. Let's go back to the old transistor days. When you have a little box and you switch your dial, you're getting a different frequency on an AM or FM band, right?
Yeah.
The box is the same. It doesn't move anywhere. You don't have to move the box. All you do is move the dial, and you get a certain frequency, which is a certain station. If they change that frequency by switching the dial and moving it a hair, they get a different frequency coming in. So basically, these parallel universes are just like electromagnetic radiation that you get in a radio signal or a TV signal. So they really are frequencies. They're electromagnetic radiation frequencies that make up the bulk of our universe anyway.
All right. So then, I guess the question I should ask next is, in switching frequencies in order to enter one of the other parallel universes, are we using any apparatus? Are we using any drugs? Are we how do we do that now?
Well, you're doing this through self-hypnosis. There's no apparatus involved unless you want to use a CD as an apparatus. I have a certain program, a CD album called the Custom Design Your Own Destiny album, a CD album, which is a six-title album, which goes into laying out, it starts from basic exercises and it goes into actually laying out these frequencies. I call that Custom Design Your Own Destiny and Selecting Your Ideal Future, where you actually, the last title in that album, which you actually choose which frequency you want to be on, and then you're programmed, so to speak, to switch tracks. And your higher self, of course, is the one that will actually make the switch. So you do this by hypnosis. So all you need is a CD player and an open mind. No drugs, by the way. I never, ever, under any circumstance, ever recommend using any kind of drugs whatsoever with this or any other technique.
Okay. So then we could say this is done by natural means.
All natural. All natural. Let me give you a case history to kind of illustrate the idea of the differences in these techniques. Now, this case history is described in more detail in the Custom Design Your Own Destiny book, but here's an example of a woman that came to me way long time ago. This was 1990. Her name, I call her Marler. She comes to my office. She is a 32-year-old secretary at that time. She was depressed and saw no hope for her future. She was a frustrated person. She goes into these five frequencies. Now, the time frame that we used in 1990 was 1990 to 95 as a time frame playing out these frequencies. On frequency one, she sees herself losing her job, no functional relationship, depressed, gains 20 pounds. So we call that her worst frequency. Then she switches track and goes to number two to see what that's about. And current two represented her current path. No significant changes in her life.
Let me warn you, we have a minute and a half until break.
Okay. Frequency three is a below-average one. She's got health problems, long-term relationship with a man that ends in 1994 in frustration. Frequency four, she meets a successful businessman, marries him, has two kids, very happy, loses 8 pounds, opens up a small boutique, and is very successful. That's her ideal one. And frequency five is above average, where she meets an actor, they get married, he quits acting, he settles up for a different kind of job, she's got one child, moderately happy, and still has a job to do. So laying out these frequencies, number four is her ideal one. And after we come back from the break, we'll see what happened to Marla.
Okay, that's fair enough. I think the most important thing in what we've discussed so far is that we've laid to rest any fear of the method. When we talk about an apparatus, we're talking about a CD player. And there are no drugs involved. So there's nothing really for anybody to fear.
No danger whatsoever. There's no way they can be harmed. The worst that can happen if they want to be resistant is nothing different happens. So they have nothing to lose.
Okay. Good enough. All right, folks, we're headed off into a break. And again, I want to highlight something as we head into this break. I'd like for you to notice the music, because that music right there, that was done by one of our listeners, all right? Ray Marquette, and we appreciate him for doing that. All right, we'll be back on the other side of this break. More with Dr. Bruce Goldberg. We are back, and my guest this evening is Dr. Bruce Goldberg. All right, Doctor, you were telling us about Marla.
Yeah, so Marla, what she did was she laid out these five different parallel universes. The first one she laid out was much worse than where she is now. The second one was her current path with no changes. And again, her life was very frustrating, so that wasn't acceptable. The third one was just slightly below average. The fourth one was our ideal one, where she met this successful businessman, married him, had two children, moved to Brentwood, was very happy, loses several pounds, opens up a small boutique, which is very successful. And then her last one, number five, was slightly above average, but still wasn't particularly ideal. So she liked number four. So she says, "Doctor," I said, "I'd like to go to number four." And I said, "Fine." So it only takes one session to do the final switch. I call this the new you technique. So now I don't hear from her for several years. Now, we fast forward to 1996. Okay? 1996, Marla calls me up. Now she's, you know, still in Los Angeles, and she goes, "Doctor, I just want to update you on my history." She married a man named Ted. That's not her real, his real name, just an example. He's a successful businessman. She was the proud mother of a 3.5-year-old son, a 2-year-old daughter. They now live in Brentwood, and Marla owns a small boutique that is doing very well. So she attained goal number four, or frequency number four, by switching tracks. Every single thing that she perceived 6 years prior to that came true. That's an example of the new you technique.
Have you ever had someone that went through the process of looking at the five different possible parallel universes and didn't like anything they saw?
No, actually, that never happens. People may not be the superstar that they would like to be, but there's always frequencies. See, this is a typical pattern. You're going to get one that's below average. One is the current path. One is very, very below average, or the terrible one. One is ideal, and then the other one is next to the best. The best one may not be a perfect universe that they're in, but it's going to be one heck of a lot better than they are right now. So you never get people who say, "Okay, doctor, all five of them stink, so what do I do?" I've never had that, and I've done thousands of these, so it would have come up.
Mm-hmm.
But by the way, going into, now, you know, perceiving things, remember, when they're laying out, they're also going into the future. So people, you know, you don't just go about what's happening now. Marla, in her case, had to go several years in the future to lay out to see which one of these frequencies or ideal pathways is going to be her ideal. So the question people will say, well, all right, people going into the future, come on, this is ridiculous, and can you document that? And the answer, of course, I mentioned the Tammy case, yes, but let me give you one that's a much older example. This occurred in 1898. Now, there's a man who is a novelist, who I'm sure your listeners never heard of, name of Morgan Robertson. Morgan Robertson wrote a book called Futility in 1898. It described an unsinkable ocean liner that struck an iceberg on its maiden voyage and sank, carrying the elite society of two continents to their deaths. And it was 70,000 tons and had too few lifeboats. Well, 14 years later, in 1912, the Titanic was the same exact mentality. 3,000 passengers from England, some from the United States, died on this particular, most of them died on this particular voyage. The name of the boat that Morgan Robertson described in his novel Futility, written 14 years prior to the Titanic, was the Titan. So what did Morgan Robertson do? He obviously used a Nostradamus technique, if you will, and went into the future with unbelievable accuracy.
Was he on the Titanic?
No. He was a novelist. He was in the United States. He had nothing to do with the Titanic as far as being on it. He just got the vision of exactly what happened 14 years prior to its occurrence and then wrote a novel depicting that particular catastrophe in his own book. He never got set foot, never had anything to do with the Titanic. It was thousands of miles away when this occurred. But remember, this was 14 years prior to that. You know, the Patty Hearst incident, everybody knows about Patty Hearst. There was a novel that was written in 1972 by a man the name of the novel was The Black Abductors, and they described to a T the Patty Hearst affair. They also described her death by the FBI agents, and not her death, but the death of the leader of the group and several of the people of the Sibian Liberation Army. And the FBI actually interrogated the author of that novel because they thought that he planned this thing. Okay? Well, of course, he couldn't plan the death and all the final episodes surrounding the house and everything. But so this is an example of unbelievable intimate accuracy of people perceiving into events of the future, not by coincidence, but by things that are intimately accurate. And therefore, we have a lot of other evidence scientifically, of course, in sleep laboratories, Maimonides in New York, in Brooklyn, New York, and UCLA Medical Center here in Los Angeles, where I am living. These places have documented progressions or premonitions, they call that are precognitive dreams that give unbelievable accuracy. So these things are not unknown, and therefore the time travel per se by using hypnosis or any meditative technique, which are all really the same, is something that has a long history and has been used clinically. And of course, I use it clinically to help people improve their lives.
All right, but what you're doing now, you pioneered the field of progression hypnotherapy, which is sort of the other end, the opposite of regression hypnosis.
Correct. Back in 1977, I asked the patient to go to the origin of her problem, and she went to the 23rd century. And I wrote a book called Past Lives, Future Lives in 1982. It was published for the first time, and that was the very first book ever written on taking people into future lives. And the technique I developed in those days was called progression hypnotherapy, which I'm still the forerunner of, the father of, if you will. And I also developed the superconscious mind tap that year, which is a way people can use their higher self to raise their consciousness and overcome any issues and be all they can be, as the old Army commercial would say, without joining the Army.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now is what we're talking about tonight the same thing?
Yeah, this is basically, yes, what we're talking about. Remember, in order to select your ideal path, in order to use the new you technique, you have to look into the future. Because if all you do is perceive different parallel universes that are occurring in the same time frame, most people in the same time frame, when they switch a path, let's say you were to right now switch into frequency 4. Now remember, frequency 4 is a relative number. Your ideal frequency may be number 4. Somebody else may be number 1, 2, 3, or 5. All right? So
sure.
Number 4 isn't the ultimate nirvana for everyone. But be that as it may, just as a reference point. So let's say within 5 minutes switch to frequency 4. Your life in frequency 4 right now would not necessarily be any different at all. Well, it would take several months, maybe a few years, for some of these events to manifest themselves in order to make it the ideal frequency. So in other words, in order to do the new you technique, of course you have to perceive into the future. You have to lay out literally many, many years in the future on each of these parallel universes to decide which one is the one that's ideal for you. It doesn't come labeled like, okay, now we're going to your ideal frequency. I don't know which one is the ideal one for the patient. They have to tell me that.
Okay, now, this technique can be done in a matter of a few minutes, is that right?
Well, no, actually, no. The switching takes several minutes. The switching usually takes about an hour or so to do. But in order to lay out the frequencies, there are things you have to do first. You understand? Number one is that if you were to just, like people, I realize we live in a media gratification society, all right? But let me show you where you have to draw the limit here and make some rules here. If somebody was to come to me and say, okay, doctor, I want to do a new technique, let's do it right now, lay out my frequencies, you know, obviously they tell me, I don't tell them anything, I wouldn't do it. What I would do first is what we call superconscious mind taps, raising the quality of their soul's energy now. Because if you don't do that, then all the frequencies are going to be compromised to a certain degree, including their ideal one. If you use techniques to raise their consciousness now, every one of the frequencies improves. See, some people don't want to switch tracks. They say, gee, doctor, that's all very nice. I just want to stay on this pathway that I'm on now. I just want to have a better life. So in order to do that, of course, we're using the techniques of what I call the superconscious mind tap to train them, their subconscious or their soul, if you will, to access their higher self, the perfect energy component of their soul or subconscious, and therefore they're going to raise their consciousness level or the quality of their soul's energy now, which I do anyway. And if they don't want to switch tracks, that's fine. That means they have a better life now, to whatever degree that is. But you always want to raise the foundation, the quality of the foundation, to establish that raising of consciousness before you do any kind of techniques of switching universes.
All right. Would it be safe to say, would it be accurate to say that when people come to you, generally, it is because they are dissatisfied with the path they are on?
It's always the case. I've never had a patient say to me, doctor, I just want to tell you how my perfect life is. You ought to be envious of me. I am so cool. I can walk on water. I have never had that. People come to me. That's why, for example, when I do television interviews and I do these live, you know, past life regressions, the host always say to me, gee, doctor, especially I've done some local shows where I'm a regular guest on, you know, I say, doctor, how come every time you do a past life regression, the person is getting hung by their toes right next to Mussolini? I mean, so how come they don't have a really, I said, look, you know, these people, people who come to me want the origin of their problems. If they say to me, give me the origin of my ecstatic life, then you're going to get a positive regression. But if they have come to me with issues about victimization, meaning Mr. Wrong or Miss Wrong, or you know their compulsion, their obsessive compulsive behavior, their overeating, their depression, then of course you're going to wind up with negative lives. Those are cause bases or origins of depending on the instruction that the patient comes with. So people come to me, I mean, the only time a person ever comes to me and says, you know, like once in a blue moon, I get somebody with a really ego issue and very likely a psychologically compromised issue that say, you're very lucky, doctor, because I'm just about to ascend and you have the privilege of working with me. And my answer to them is, if you were just about to ascend, I'd be seeing you. You wouldn't be seeing me.
Okay. So here I am in this universe and... well, we're into a break. So here I am in this universe, and we're into a break. And when we come back, I have a question about all of this other stuff going on around me. We'll be back right after this break, ladies and gentlemen, with Dr. Bruce Goldberg. Kevin Smith Show selects one of its very best shows each week and turns it into a free podcast? Well, it's true. You can download free Kevin Smith Show podcast right now and get a free fresh podcast each week. Do you want to start building your own library of Kevin Smith Shows? All you have to do is visit our website at kevinsmithshow.com and click the free podcast link. They're yours for the download. are back, and Dr. Goldberg, the question that I was about to ask is, here I sit in this universe, and I've got all these parallel universes around me, five possible paths here. We'll say that this one, where you and I are talking right now, is one.
Okay.
If I switch, or if I just take a look at the others, are you and I talking? If I take a look at the others, is this happening in the others?
Yes, remember I told you that as you go immediately into the parallel universe, the events are not going to be any different for several weeks, maybe several months. So you and I are having this conversation. Now, again, assuming now that in all your parallel universes you're doing a radio show, some of these universes you might not be. In that case, we're not going to be talking. You might be a corporate executive. You might be on a yacht in the Bahamas somewhere. You know, if that's the case, and you're not doing what you're doing now there, which is a possibility, then we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Yeah, well, that was my question. Am I a talk show host in all five?
Probably not. My experience is that when people do the switches, they lay them all out. It depends on the occupation, of course, depends on the level. But usually, as you go beyond one or two, as you go to the ends of the bell-shaped curve here, you find that they are doing things differently. And that makes it more attractive to them to at least get an idea about which one they want to go to. And then, of course, you want to progress into the future. Because let's say, for example, you had currently, here's an example. Let me show you the most surgical thing I've ever done in hypnosis when it comes to the NIU technique. This is a very strange case. This is a case that occurred about 25 years ago on the East Coast. A gentleman came to me. He was a college professor, and he really didn't like what he was doing. He really wanted to be an entrepreneur. He just wanted to get away from the university system. He just hated life. Life was boring, and didn't have a good relationship with his wife and all kinds of things. So what happened was he perceives his next to his ideal path shows that for the next 5 to 7 years, life was going to be great. But after that, it was okay, but it just wasn't as good as his ideal path, which wasn't good for about 6 or 7 years, but then became his perfect path. So he says to me, okay, doctor, this is what I want to do. I want to switch to my next to my greatest ideal path, and then 5 years later, call you back, and then switch it to the other one. So I said, look, I'll do that, but the responsibility is you, not me, as far as calling me, okay? If you forget about me, you know, that's not my issue. He says, all right, no problem. I'm very conscientious. Well, of course, I keep a tickler file anyway in my record, so I did this thing, and about 5 years later, he now calls me back, and he says, doctor, I want to now make the final switch. And I said, okay. And I said, but remember now, there's a couple of problems. One is that the wife he was married to, now, this was in the Baltimore area. He was in somewhere in the state of Maryland. I can't say exactly. He wasn't in Baltimore. He was in the state of Maryland. But let's just say it was the Baltimore, Washington area. His wife was going to die in a car crash in his ideal frequency in a February snowstorm on the Capitol Beltway. That would have been part of his ideal frequency. Then he would, you know, overcome that grief, whatever that was on that. Then he would become an entrepreneur. Then he would have this, like, life where he's a businessman living in somewhere in the Caribbean and meets a new woman, and everything else in his life works out. So I said, now you realize your wife's going to die if you do that. And you're not going to murder her, but she's going to die on that frequency. He says, I understand that. Let's do it. So I make the switch, okay? Now, he calls me up about maybe 6 or 7 years later. I'm now in Los Angeles. I had moved to the West Coast. He calls me up, and he says, hey, this is so-and-so. And I said, yeah, I remember who you are. And then I hear this voice on the other end of the phone, and I said, and who is that young lady? He says, well, that's my new wife. I am on my yacht in the Caribbean. Everything he did went through, and I said, what about your first wife? Did she not die? He goes, oh, yeah, she died in the Capitol Beltway in February of that particular year. Now, he did not commit murder, okay? She was going to die anyway. The question was that he just wanted his parallel universe of his ideal level. So he had to go through those 5 years of switching to one that wasn't his ideal path, but then he made the switch again, and then he became motivated, empowered with his ideal path. And in the interim, remember, the wife gets killed, but she would have died anyway. The question is, he wouldn't have been around to see that had he not made that final switch. Plus, his life was a lot better in that second switch anyway, so he was able to have his cake and eat it too without getting cavities or gaining weight. And that was an example of a surgical switch. I've never done that since, but that was an example of switching back and forth between parallel universes several years apart.
Why have you never done that?
because people don't ask me to do that, and I don't want to portray this as some sort of a parlor trick. If somebody was able to ask me and I found that there was nothing really wrong in doing that, I'd say fine, but nobody makes that request. They just once they get their ideal path, they're usually just pretty happy and don't want to play big games back and forth. A lot of people don't want to switch parallel universes. They're afraid to, even though there's no danger. All they want to do is magnify or manifest the ideal path in their current life, which, of course, I do anyway with the superconscious mind tap, so that's fine with me.
You, in appearing on another radio show, accessed the Akashic Records, and I don't know that I said that correctly, but that's my pronunciation from Texas. But the Akashic Records, and you looked into the future of a future life of the host, and found that he was, in fact, going to be many years in the future, in another life, a very popular host in Texas, doing a radio show. What role does the, or do the, Akashic Records play in all of this?
Well, basically, what I was doing was, you know, this is, understand, I don't consider myself to be a, quote, psychic. In fact, I usually have a pretty low opinions of psychics, the ones that I've known over the years. The most important thing is the empowerment part. What I was able to do was what a psychic does, and anyone can do this, by using, when a person, when I do a past life regression on a patient, they're actually reading their own Akashic Records. So what I'm saying is the theory, which of course is now in practice, clinically it works, is that in addition to reading your own Akashic Records of going into a past or a future life, or a parallel life, by the way, we call that paragression, you can also read the access to the Akashic Records of somebody else. And that's what I did with that particular guy. That was George Norrie, and he went into that future life, and he loved it. In fact, that was the life of Dexter Monterey, was his name in that future life. And he even did a show about a year and a half ago where he did the last hour of his show was Dexter Monterey, just to honor his future life. So what I did was simply read into his own Akashic Records by using my own Access the Akashic Records CD. It's a technique I put on CD where people can do this and they can read the Akashic Records of other people other than themselves or even the universe. They can do that too. So the answer is that that's just simply a way of me kind of like, because I know he wasn't going to do it himself, and I can't work with him on the radio. I've got to see him in person to work with him. So this is a way of just giving him a sneak preview of his future life, which was very relevant to who he is today, of course. And it was a lot of fun. It was, as George would say, it was good radio. But it was also accurate and something he very much identified with.
Dexter Monterey sounds like a used car salesman.
I know it does, doesn't it? But this guy, Dexter Monterey, is, you have to understand, this is a guy who in 100 years or so is going to be, have a hologram of him is going to be floating around this like mall on this radio show. And the kind of devices they have to listen to the radio, it's not even like an iPod. It's like you could actually get like a little Star Wars hologram of a guy wearing this one-piece jumpsuit. I mean, it's a really fun life. It's a really, very interesting situation. But what's more important with George was that was not just the Dexter Monterey life, because in Dexter Monterey's life, he also exposes some very nasty things that are going on in that particular century about psychic attackers and about these what they call mind pirates who are trying to steal people's subconsciouses, if you will, and their ideas. Later on, many years later, in about the 36th century, he's going to be a researcher named Zeor, X-E-O-R, which I document, by the way, in articles that I've written about him, and it's in his After Dark newsletter, those people that read his stuff. And in that particular life, he's going to be a researcher who will be very much involved in psychic protection and therefore develop techniques that will be used by time travelers from our future who are going to be relevant beginning with the 31st century and assisting them in the teleportation back to our current century. So the idea of psychic protection and the idea of protecting and dealing with the, shall we say, the negative forces in the universe is very relevant as a theme to his life, which is important to him now today because he deals with not only people like me as far as educating the public on this, but he's also a big nut on the idea of, you know, there are negative forces out there. He acknowledges it, and he makes that public, and he allows people like myself and my colleagues to discuss it and to help the public defend themselves and fight against these forces. So that really was the theme of his future lives, which really got to him as being relevant, and he identified with it very strongly.
All right, we are headed into a break, and when we come back, we'll be into our second hour, and that means, of course, we'll open the telephone lines for you all across North America, all across the United States, all across Canada, and I know that you've got tons of questions and perhaps comments that you would like to address to our guest, Dr. Bruce Goldberg. We will be back on the other side of this break with Dr. Goldberg and with your telephone calls. 1-800-289-1092 when we come back. Most of the great music you hear right here on Steel Eye Media Network is supplied by the independent artists from GarageBand.com. If you hear a song you like, go over to GarageBand.com, look it up, download it. You can even buy the group's CDs, in many cases, right there at GarageBand.com.
Kevin Smith Show at 1-800-289-1092.
All right, we are talking with Dr. Bruce Goldberg, and we're talking about parallel universes. We're not just talking about do they exist, we're talking about his discoveries and techniques in actually being able to go and view these parallel universes and to choose which one is ideal for you. You yourself choose which one is ideal for you. Doctor, do you ever have anybody that goes and takes a look at these parallel universes, comes back to talk with you and wants you to choose one for them?
Sure. People ask me that more often than I care to, and I refuse to do that. My purpose here is not to run their lives, but to encourage what I call psychic empowerment. So I will never, ever, ever, under any circumstance, ever make that selection for them. What they can do, basically, what I tell them to do is if they're indecisive, and of course one of the things we're working with, of course, is building up their self-image and their empowerment level so they don't have to even ask me that question. But let's say I'm working with them and I'm training them to raise their consciousness, and they simply don't feel confident in making a decision about that. So what I simply say is, look, no problem. We've raised your consciousness on your current frequency. You're maximizing your current frequency that you're on now. So just hang in there for a while. Let's see what happens over the next several months or a year or two, whatever. And then when you feel more empowered, more confident that you really want to make that switch, then we'll do it. That's all. I don't rush them into it. They can stay on this frequency for the rest of their life. It's going to be a better one, but of course their ideal one is going to be a different frequency. But if push comes to shove and they simply stay on this one and they maximize it, hey, no problem. They have a better life and everybody around them will benefit.
So, things are better for them.
Right, but I like to go for the brass ring. You know, I like to see them do that when they can. But I'll tell you, a lot of my patients simply say, I don't want to switch paths. And I say, that's fine. As long as they're bettering themselves now, that to me is like, you know, think of it. Who else? I mean, just look at the field of therapy. What other form of therapy says, okay, look, we're going to help you better your life? Well, they all say that. How about we're going to help you switch parallel universes? Who out there is doing that? Sigmund Freud, prime? I mean, nobody is doing that. Nobody is talking about switching parallel universes on a clinical level, just on a theoretical level, on a quantum physicist conference. That's one thing. But the actual clinical way of doing that, nobody's doing that. I mean, when I developed the field of progression, many years later, people were copying, and even today people copy that. And they're welcome to do their best, to take their best shot. But nobody's doing switching parallel universes. This is a whole different ballgame. And this is something that, to me, I think is a field that whose time is about to be on the forefront as being something very relevant here.
Let's go to the telephone line. Caller,
sure.
You're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Gary from New York.
Yes, Gary.
Good evening, Kevin. Good evening, Dr. Goldberg.
Hello, Gary.
I just take great issue with you, sir.
In what way? I can't imagine my field being controversial. What's on your mind?
I have lived a life path my entire life, and I have not seen any evidence of a parallel life. I have not seen any evidence of anything other than what I do day to day in life.
Well, you're not going to see any evidence. It's not like watching an episode of Flash Gordon here where there's a little hole in front of you, you jump into it. You're not going to see a parallel life unless you go through techniques. The universe is not constructed to give people confusion. People are confused enough today by living their one life. The only way you're going to see a parallel universe is to go through very specifically designed techniques. That's what I've designed. If you don't do that, you're just going to see whatever's in front of you, just like with your two eyes, and you're going to go through life. That's the way the universe works.
These are things I take issue with. These are things you're trying to sell me.
I'm not trying to sell you anything. You're just trying to be skeptical, and you're welcome to your opinion. I believe in the First Amendment. But your opinion is your opinion, and I've got thousands of cases of people who would take issue with you because of the improvement in your life. Tammy would be dead if you were correct. Patients who have saved their relatives' lives because they've seen medical issues, which are documented in, I suspect you haven't read Custom Design Your Own Destiny or any book I've ever written. I suspect you're just sitting there with your arms crossed. You're welcome to your your opinion, but you're not opening up your mind. You're closing your mind. And you're welcome to do that, but the listeners, I think, have a different mentality about what they want to hear, other than your skepticism, sir.
Well, sir, I'll tell you what. I visited your website, and for $59, you want to sell me a video, a book. I got news for you. You are like the Ron Popeil. You know, at least Ron Popeil can show me a machine for $59 that'll cook chicken.
Well, I'll tell you what. First,
Kevin, let's
move on. Let's move on. Okay. This is becoming this is.
Yeah. Okay, Gary, we do understand that you take issue with it, and that on this show you certainly can do that. And I appreciate your call. I appreciate your views, and. Thank you for calling, and thank you for expressing your views. There are people who have other views, and we certainly, we don't screen that, Dr. Goldberg.
No, as a matter of fact, I don't have any problem. He's welcome to his opinion. You know, it reminds me of years ago. I was doing an interview on a national show. And it was about psychic protection, psychic self-defense, and it was about my book, Protected by the Light. So a caller calls in, and he says, I want to tell the entire audience that they should not read Dr. Goldberg's book, Protected by the Light, because it's a terrible book. And I said, excuse me, sir, did you read the book? He said, no. And I said, you know, we have enough examples of inquisitions in the world's history. We don't need that. If you want to condemn somebody, read their book. Have an experienced opinion. Have an educated opinion. So that,
yeah, but of course, listeners are going to be responding to what they hear, hear you and me talking. They're going to be responding to that. And I fully appreciate that Gary doesn't buy what you're saying. And that's fine. Let's go back to the caller, or go back to the phone. And, caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Brent from Wyoming.
Yes, Brent.
Dr. Goldberg, I have a question for you.
Sure.
You've heard of the Ellsdale State?
No, I haven't. What?
The guy who goes from, it's the 0.1% of people who goes from a very light hypnotic state to an extremely deep unresponsive.
And what do you call that now?
Ellsdale, I think it was.
Oh, you're talking about the person who wrote various books on hypnosis who died recently.
Well, not recently. He was a hypnotherapist in India.
We call this
the somnambulistic state in the Western Hemisphere, where people are extremely deep in levels of trance. If that's what you're referring to.
Yeah, I'm one of those people.
Okay.
But I'm wondering, would your CDs work for me?
Well, if you are, let me tell you something. If you are an average person that goes to what we call a light medium phase, that's what they're designed for. If you're a deeper level subject, it'll work even faster.
Okay. Another real quick question for you. Have you ever tried using hypnosis and past life regression to, in an archaeological sense, to find out what the cultures were actually like thousands of years ago?
Sure. As a matter of fact, I've documented that in my books. Past Lives, Future Lives Revealed is my more updated version, which my newest book, Egypt, an Extraterrestrial and Time Travel Experiment, which we discussed last time, goes into ancient Egypt and the true history of it, which is far different than what archaeologists, Egyptologists, and historians deal with. Sure.
Hmm. Okay, thanks.
All right.
Oh, by the way, Kevin, this is important for your audience, too. I also, as much as I'm talking about the Custom Design Your Own Destiny book with the little free CD, last time I was on the show, I was talking about the Egypt book, and just for those people, because I've gotten a lot of your kind listeners who have emailed me over the last few months, the offer still applies to the old Egypt book, which is my newest book, which if they order that book through my site, they'll also get the free Past Life Regression CD so they can go through their own past lives, because I also feel that every one of us today, living today in this century, has lived in ancient Egypt several times, and I'd like them to explore that if that's where their interest lies.
Good. All right, folks, as I promise you all the time, your views are welcome here, all right? You don't have to agree with me, you don't have to agree with the guest, but we want to hear what you think, and we want to discuss why do you think that, all right? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Ray. I'm in Dallas.
Ah, ladies and gentlemen, Ray, the music man. the man who wrote the bumper music we're using tonight. So, Ray, what's on your mind? By the way, thank you for that music.
Oh, okay. Sure, no problem. Yeah, Bruce?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm wondering, you know, the topic that you're talking about, if it somehow relates to dreams that we have, because when we dream, you know, it seems like we go off into other...
Yeah, dreams, just to give you the answer is yes, and let me clarify that with nice scientific evidence, too. Dreams are all out-of-body experiences. We know that. We can demonstrate that. I wrote a book called Astral Voyages and Dream Your Problems Away, where I give the scientific evidence of that. But when you dream, what you're doing is you're actually now perceiving the fifth dimension. Let's call it the astral plane, if you want, or whatever. So when you dream, you could actually, in your dream state, visit some of these parallel universes. And in reality, that's where my techniques actually work, too, because every technique I do is designed to work mostly in what we call the REM cycle or the dream cycle, when you and your higher self can do a mano on mano and be able to manifest these techniques on a far more efficient level. So yes, you can use your dreams to perceive parallel universes, and some of your dreams that don't make a lot of sense to you may in fact be parallel universes. The techniques that I'm working with and training people to use simply allows you to be sure of that and to lay them out and to be able to benefit by them directly.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Ray, thanks for the call. And again, thanks for the
music. Good question, Ray. I appreciate the call. It's a very good question.
All right, folks, 1-800-289-1092. It's toll-free. If you happen to live somewhere else in the world, because our audience is around the world, so you're not in North America, you can send me a flash message. It's an email. Just send an email to flash@kevinsmithshow.com. The reason we call it a flash message is because when it comes in, I get a little message on my screen that starts flashing and tells me that it has arrived, all right? And that's why we call it a flash message. I'll read your question or your comments, and we'll ask Dr. Goldberg to respond to those, all right? So it's flash@kevinsmithshow.com if you live outside of North America. And Dr. Goldberg, we have a flash message that has arrived from Australia, from Phil.
Okay.
And it's got two questions. The first one is this remote viewing?
Well, it can be. It usually isn't. Remote viewing is simply sending your soul around the world, if you will. In reality, that's not what I'm designing this to be. Most people don't do that. What they do is they actually perceive themselves. Instead of going around the world, they're viewing in a different dimension the other parallel universes, because these parallel universes that are less than a millimeter away actually exist out of our current spectrum in the fifth dimension.
All right, now here's a follow-up question, also from Phil in that flash message. Caller, just hold. I'll bring you up next. Here it is. Is it possible that this is not accessing a parallel existence as such, but is actually using the techniques that people like Bob Garner promote? For example, you might be accessing your subconscious to reveal a path to take, getting a clear picture of that in your mind, and then moving forward with full faith that it will happen, thus creating that reality.
Well, the example I gave you about the switching parallel universe with a gentleman whose wife died in the Capitol Beltway accident and where he, you know, totally changed careers,
yep.
There's where he went back and forth, so that answers that question. The answer is, yes, it is a parallel universe. No, it isn't subconscious meandering, because I wouldn't have been able to, or he wouldn't have been able to perceive the extreme differences back and forth when we switch back and forth between parallel universes.
All right. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Don calling from Phoenix.
Yes, Don.
How you doing tonight?
Good.
Hi, Bruce. This is Don from the Alien Seeker News.
Oh, yes, yes. Don Ellis. Yeah, I know. Yes, I did. How are you doing, Don?
Pretty good.
By the way, Don has several articles of mine on the site, and he's been a new good buddy.
Yeah, I can identify with what you're saying about parallel universes. Long before I heard you talk about this, I always believed that I had parallel universes from memories I had popping in now and then. And they were very, very real memories, but yet I knew they weren't memories from this life, because it was nothing that I was doing in this life. Now, most of these memories would sooner or later fade off, but now and then, some of them would stick with me. Like, I would remember me starting smoking again, trying to stop, but I kept picking up cigarettes, and I would smoke again. And these were very, very real memories.
Well, what's going on? Your higher self is really directing here. What this is trying to do is to give you certain little messages about your karmic purpose or to teach you lessons. Maybe some of these past experiences you had that were difficult but you got through was a way in which your higher self is trying to say, see, you solved those problems, so maybe there are some other issues going on right now that you might not be as confident about your ability to accomplish. So referring to some past accomplishments would help you get the additional self-confidence to be able to deal with those current issues now.
Mm-hmm. I could also remember having a different wife and different family.
Well, that's an example. Now, that's an example of your parallel universe. There's no kicking the barn, as they say in Texas, about that one, okay? That's real clear.
Okay, and what about parallel universe as far as, besides we having a different life, what about society around us and the world around us as we enter different parallel universes? Is the world the same? Is like the Iraq war going on?
Well, actually, let me give you an example of what happened with this teenage girl way back when, about 7 or 8 years ago, to show you how different. The answer is they are different. This girl was doing a high school project. She was supposed to write a term paper about 1968. As a year. Now, of course, you know, there was a recent A&E special on History Channel, whatever, but this was several years ago. And she was a teenager, but she didn't really know much about 1968 because she was born years later. And so she decided to use my Custom Design Your Own Destiny technique album. She goes back to 1968 in hypnosis, and she finds that, number one, Robert F. Kennedy not only was not assassinated, but he was elected president. The Soviet Union collapsed by 1986, and there were several other instances that we don't have today that occurred many years before. So she was on a totally different time path, or timeline as we call it. When she came out of this trance, she goes to the kitchen to have something to eat, because now it's like a late afternoon. This is about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and her mother's there, and for some reason her mother seemed very different, looked exactly like her mother, but she couldn't relate to her at all. And she realized that she came back to, let's say it was 1990-something, but she was in that same parallel universe where Robert F. Kennedy was president in 1968. She uses the very last title of my CD album, winds up coming out of trance, and now she's back in the same frequency she left off, and then she goes down to the kitchen to have some to eat, and the mother says, "Where have you been all afternoon?" And the girl says to her, I call her Tanya, she says, "Well, you know, I've been here, but you weren't, and I don't think you're going to relate to where exactly I was for the last 3 hours." But she actually went to a different parallel universe, back in time now, where things were very different. This is called paragression, where there are different timelines where things have changed. Different timelines when the American Revolution was won by the British in one parallel universe, where Hitler wins World War II, where we have a nuclear war in 1988 is another parallel universe. So there's lots of very, very different timelines that, thank goodness, we don't have as our reality today.
So we can look at different parallel universes to change not only our own life, but also look at the history that we may be entering.
Right, or that has been existing in other parallel time frames, yes. And remember, most of these universes do not interact with us, but the very closest sister universe to us, which is, according to Scientific American and the researchers today, less than a millimeter away, can literally interact with us. So that's why when people do the New You technique, they often see the current, let's say they switch tracks, right now, let's say, after they've done their frequencies, things are very, very similar, if not identical, for the first several weeks or months, because these parallel universes do interact with each other the closer they are logistically.
Okay.
All right, Don, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
All right.
Don is a good guy, by the way. This guy is a very sharp guy. He runs the Alien Secret News. It's a great internet blog or news magazine. A lot of articles on there. He's a good guy.
Yes, he is. And as a matter of fact, Alien Secret News is one of our sponsors.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Now, let's say I move to track 5.
Okay.
All right. And while I'm on track 5, I go through this process again, and I'm looking at 5 other tracks. And I move further away. Is that possible?
Well, yeah, now you're talking about something very complicated. Now you're talking about entering into a parallel universe far from where we are now, let's say 5-1, and then using that as a beginning point to explore other ones. So it's sort of like going into different galaxies.
Right.
The farther you go away, the less relevant they're going to be to you today. The closer you sit to universes, let's say 1-4, 1-5, if you will, in this analogy, they could have an interaction with us. But if you're starting to go into different permutations farther out, you can perceive them, and they can be good, better, and different, but you will have absolutely no reference of them whatsoever.
Okay.
So the farther you go out, the less relevant they are to you as far as you actually using them clinically.
All right. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Bob from California.
Yes, Bob.
Hey, I just wanted to say it's a really good show. I'm trying to make sense of all the information, and there's just so much information on a subject that really I don't understand very well. The first thing I wanted to say is, I don't really understand exactly what hypnosis is and how it works. And then the second thing before I hung up was, I just wanted to say it almost seems like there's an infinite amount of parallel universes just in the fact that there's free will in what we do, and so anything can happen. So when you say that you use your technique, it sounds like it's almost like a hypnosis thing to where people find out about what they're capable of and what they can do in like this lifetime or something like that.
Well, okay. But Bob, first of all, I realize the information I'm giving is rather complicated, and I'm trying to simplify it, but that's why I wrote the Custom Design Your Own Destiny book, which is very simply written to go through these things in a way in which are clinically relevant to you without going into all the quantum mechanics. As far as the different infinite number, yes, according to a physicist today, there are an infinite number of parallel universes. Every time you have a thought, you create a parallel universe according to quantum mechanics. But again, in order to make this practical, I can't possibly explore billions and billions of universes. To keep it simple, I find that there are 5 major pathways, so all you have to do is explore the major grouping and not each and every subgroup in that group in order to get the drift as to which frequency you want to go on. So that I hopefully answers that. But for the listeners out there too, this really is something that it's very difficult to discuss this even in 2 hours on the radio and talk about something as complex as parallel universes without confusing people. So that's why I wrote a nice simple book on it. And that's why the techniques of using the CDs to actually do this, you don't have to understand all the details to do this. Most people out there, I suspect, do not understand biochemistry, yet everybody understands when they eat food, their body produces energy, and they produce enough nutrition to go through their life and to live nice and healthy lives without understanding the Krebs cycle. So you don't have to understand the details. You just have to do it.
Bob, let me thank you for the call. I appreciate it. We have a couple of minutes here before break, and let me ask you to explain. He said, I'm not really sure what hypnosis really is.
Mm-hmm.
So in simple terms, explain to us, what is hypnosis? What happens there?
Well, basically, hypnosis is simply a state of focused concentration where usually the body is relaxed and you're able to access into the subconscious. A good example of natural hypnosis that we do this for 7 to 8 hours a day. If you're driving on the freeway and you're passing by the same exits to and from work and you don't realize moment to moment what's going on or each exit that you pass by, you're in a daydream level. That daydream is hypnosis. If you're watching windshield wipers on a rainy day, if you're watching TV, playing with the computer or some video game or baking cookies or shooting pool or doing anything that requires focused concentration, research, for example, doing bookkeeping, doing your tax return, this kind of thing. So anytime time goes by quickly where you're in a la-la land state, as we say here in Los Angeles, then you're in a daydream state. A daydream state medically is an alpha brainwave. There's 4 brainwaves. One of them is alpha. That's the level of daydreams. It's also the level of hypnosis. So we're Mother Nature or God or whatever your belief system is has given us natural hypnosis in order to de-stress ourselves so that we don't die of a heart attack before we get up in the morning. And that's why we're just using this natural state without compromising our life preservation for processes. We're using this beautiful, natural, God-given state to do something a little bit different than just preserving your life and de-stressing. We're using it to empower ourselves to perceive parallel universes, to see into the future, to overcome habits or phobias, to to maximize our lives today, and in process of doing that, everybody in the world will benefit. As you improve because of the interaction you have with so many thousands of people in your life, everybody will improve to a certain degree because of their exposure to a more empowered person.
You know, as a former cop, I can tell you that it's well known to police officers who have to investigate a lot of traffic accidents that there is such a thing. We call it as when we're dealing with a traffic accident, we think this has happened. We say the person zoned out, or they had yellow line hypnosis. Now, you know, the dashed yellow line or white line down the center of a highway, as it passes by, you're traveling at a constant speed, we'll say, of 60 miles an hour, and that line starts passing by at the same rate. So you have the little dashed line, dashed line, dashed line, dashed line, and sooner or later, you succumb to it. We're into a break, and we'll be back with more of Dr. Bruce Goldberg on the other side of this break. Don't go away. Get it all. Become a member at kevinsmithshow.com.
Call the Kevin Smith Show at 1-800-289-1092.
tomorrow evening, I will be in the chat room in our members area in this universe. And Dr. Goldberg, let me ask you if it might be possible that in parallel universes, I would be doing something entirely different than being in the chat room with our members tomorrow night.
Sure. Like as I said, in parallel universes, you may not even be on the radio. You could be doing something else.
I don't want that.
I know. Well, remember now, most of the universes, let's say out of the five, maybe three out of the five, maybe four out of the five, you're still doing this and this and that. In some of the five, who knows, you may have even more affiliates, so you may have even a different, more exotic career involved with this. So don't assume that that even if you weren't doing this, that it would have to be a worse frequency, because you don't know. And if it is, you don't have to choose that. You're in a frequency that's different anyway, and the ones that are, let's just say, below average or the worst ones, you can just simply ignore. Just look at it as a bad movie and just simply switch the dial, so to speak.
After you raise consciousness, how long, you described that you maximize a person's consciousness before you start looking at these parallel universes.
Right.
Just a very quick answer, because if possible, because we have a caller holding. But let's say that my consciousness has been raised now, we're now going to look at these five parallel universes, these five possible paths.
Mm-hmm.
How long does it take for me to look at those five?
Well, you can lay them out. Once the consciousness is raised, it may take, a couple of sessions, maybe three at the most, depending on the length of the session versus my local patients versus my out-of-town people. But that's easy. Once the consciousness is raised, laying them out is just a matter of just being like a reporter here, so to speak, and letting your higher self give you the information and laying them out. And that can be done in a relatively short period of time. What takes longer is not that. Is when you make your selection, the actual switching to the path and the actual perceiving those new things coming into material benefit, if you will, some of those things takes weeks or months to actually manifest. But the actual laying out of these pathways is actually a fairly simple procedure.
All right. Let's go back to the phone line. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Michelle from Quebec.
Yes, Michelle.
Good evening, Kevin. Good evening, Dr.
Goldberg, yes.
Good evening, Michelle. What's up?
Could this be used if your theory was accepted, like say in the mainstream public, and enough people use it? Could it affect the economy?
Well, if enough people use this, let me tell you something. Everybody would benefit, because, you see, this isn't like somebody wins and somebody loses. I believe in the win-win-win approach, which I describe in the Custom Design Your Own Destiny book. If everybody empowered themselves, everybody would be, let's say, more entrepreneurial, would be harder working, would have better good fortune involved. They'd have less anger, less depression, less compulsive spending, less issues in the world. We'd have a lot less crime. We'd have a lot less public fear. Everybody would win. The only people that wouldn't win would be the people who are, shall we say, benefiting by people's misfortunes. I'd like to put every therapist out of business. Believe me, wouldn't have a problem with that at all, including me. Not a problem at all. My purpose is to empower people, not to let them mull on into their own self-pity and to continue with the system that's been established for the last 6,000 years since written history has been around.
Well, that's nice to dream, but let's face it, on this planet, we got lots of people that don't think the way you do.
Well, that's true, but let me tell you something. I'm a very great expert here on the future, and if you read, like, my books, Michelle, listen, please. If you read my work, like the Time Travels from Our Future book or others, by the end of the century, there's going to be a big shift in consciousness, a very positive one, and as we go well beyond the 22nd and 23rd century, the population of this planet, the individuals one by one are becoming a lot more spiritual, a lot more positively motivated. The future is extremely bright, regardless of what governments and media and whatever try to tell you now. So I'm a real idealist, realistic idealist, and a real optimist when it comes to people using these techniques.
Well, I'm a realist, and I just want to know if people could use this for good or bad, and like if a terrorist wants to know where to plant a bomb in the right place, and he can see...
Well, a terrorist is not going to be able to use progression techniques to find out where to put bombs. I can tell you right now, there's no way the universe would allow any nefarious purposes of these techniques. It doesn't work that way. It's only you either use it for good or you don't use it at all. So I'm not worried about some terrorist trying to use these techniques to scare more people than they try to today. That's not an issue. The issue is I'm worried about or trying to get average people to use these techniques to empower themselves. And one of the things that we have today, and you mentioned the word that's very relevant, and that's terrorism. Terrorism is a fear-based mentality. You know, you can't do anything about terrorism except be scared by it or just move on with your life. So there's no benefit to you or the public or anybody else by being afraid because some people say, hey, there's terrorism out there. There's always been terrorism ever since history began. But you want to live your life and not have it controlled by fear. Fear is the one thing that keeps you in a long, complicated, and very unhappy karmic cycle.
Okay, Michelle, I appreciate the call. We're going to have to move on. I've got a couple of flash messages. Interesting thought, though. Could it be used for evil? And Dr. Goldberg says it's not possible. All right, flash message from Ireland. Clinton says, hello, Mr. Smith and Mr. Goldberg. Is there a difference between dimensions and parallel universes?
Actually, no. Parallel universes represent what we call the fifth dimension. Now, when you talk about dimensions, just for the public that may not be familiar with out-of-body experiences, people will be familiar maybe with the term like astral plane, you know, the different dimensions where ghosts are, or these where people cross into spirit, they go into the different dimensions, or these dimensional travelers. That's called the fifth dimension. Parallel universes technically fit into the concept of the fifth dimension because you can't see the parallel universes with your eyes now. You can only see them, if you will, when you enter into a hypnotic trance, which puts you into what's called an altered state of consciousness, which allows you to perceive into the fifth dimension.
Okay. Now, this one is from Germany, from Malte. It's a little bit long, and so I'm going to summarize a little bit. I'll tell you, he doesn't buy what you're saying.
Okay.
And he uses this example. He says, it's not possible to wander between dimensions or parallel universes, and here's why. He says, let a soldier who has had one of his legs blown off go to your session and try making him switch to the dimension where he still has both of his legs. It's not happening.
Well, it is on the parallel universe. With all due respect to your German listener, the person who is perceiving and makes a switch to the parallel universe where he does have both his legs, the soul that he has now looking at his life through the life where he has both his legs is occupying that dimension. The soul that that has the body where there's only one leg is in that dimension. Neither the twain shall meet, so to speak. So there's no way you can do a double blind test here. The soul is only going to be perceiving one dimension at a time. So with all due respect, it's not my opinion. It's Hugh Everett III in Princeton University. It's Fred Allen Wolf from UCLA. It's the quantum physicists and the hyperspace physicists around the world, Australia, Canada, United States, Europe, South America, they all agree. Nobody argues about parallel universes. What they argue about is what is it like to actually be in one, or what is the actual consistency of them. But nobody argues about the concept of parallel. It's been around for 50 years, and nobody's deflated the theories yet. So,
let me expand on his question. So here's a soldier who's got his leg blown off, and he perceives the five parallel dimensions.
Okay.
There's one where he has both legs.
Okay.
And he says, that's what I want.
All right.
And so he makes a switch.
Okay.
What happens?
Well, what happens is his soul will then switch to the one where there are two legs, and that's what his awareness will be. The one dimension where he left, where he only had one leg, he's still around and he's got a subconscious mind living out his life. He's just not going to be aware of the other dimension because that dimension has its own subsoul, if you will, that's occupying that body, that's living that life out. You can only live out one dimension at one time. So when you switch tracks, you switch tracks. Just like, for example, if you decide to go from, say, Phoenix, Arizona to Dallas, Texas, to spend New Year's Eve, for example, recently, well, you're only going to be in one of those cities. So if you go to Dallas, you don't know what's happening in Phoenix unless there's a video camera there or somebody's on the phone with you. So you have a totally different New Year's Eve than you would have had you stayed in Phoenix. You can't have them both at the same time.
Okay, let's go to the phone line, and we've got a couple of minutes now until break, so caller, you'll have to be fast. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Hey, this is Josh from Center County, Pennsylvania.
Yes, Josh.
a dimension? It's not another reality or even a place. It's a point of measurement.
No, actually, that's not. No, that's excuse me. That's not true. A dimension that we're not talking about what you learned in physics 101. We're talking about quantum physics here. So what when I say a dimension, we are talking about a reality, a parallel universe that's as real as you are today. In fact, there's you and me and Kevin and everybody on this planet is on these other realities. They are realities, not a pencil point. That's what we're talking about.
Sounds like you're talking about spatial dimensions. I think we're talking about two different things here, but the way you're using it, I can definitely tell you, have all due respect, it is wrong. You're not the only one who does it. Everybody does it. But a dimension is a point. It's a measurement. It is.
A dimension is a measurement in standard physics. We're not talking about standard physics. I made that point before. We're talking about, look, if you want to, it's tomatoes, tomatoes. If you don't like the word dimension, you can use parallel universe.
Yeah,
you can use frequency.
Yeah.
You can use anything you want. These are realities that are mathematically demonstrated and have been from Princeton University, Hugh Everett III, 1957. That's when this began.
Yeah, just,
and nobody's destroyed that concept. And there have been a lot of people on the bandwagon that tried to disavow him. They haven't. 50 years.
All right. Okay, guys, listen. We have to take a break, and when we come back from this break, Josh, you hang on, and Dr. Goldberg, you hang on, and we'll be back on the other side of this break with more discussion of tomato. We'll be back.
get it all. Become a member at kevinsmithshow.com.
Call the Kevin Smith Show at 1-800-289-1092.
All right, we are on final approach, meaning, of course, we only have a few minutes left. I want to bring Josh back on. Are you still with me, Josh?
Yes.
Okay, hang on a sec. Hang on. And Dr. Goldberg, you're still with me?
I'm here.
All right. I want to understand myself. Josh, you are saying that a dimension is a measurement, and you, Dr. Goldberg, are saying that's true in standard physics, but not quantum physics.
Right. He's talking about dimensions like length, width, and breadth, three dimensions that our eyes, our physical eyes, can see. Now, that's fine. Nobody's going to argue that. That's basic physics 101, or geometry, if you will. What I'm talking about is that the fourth dimension, which, of course, is not his definition, but, of course, he's not a physicist, the fourth dimension is theoretically referred to as time. We can't see time. You can't go to a Taco Bell and order time to go in a bag. It's just a theoretical concept. Anything beyond time is called the fifth dimension, which technically is referred to as the fifth dimension of the space-time continuum. And that's basically quantum mechanics and hyperspace physics. And there's no argument there. That's just basically what 101 is. If he doesn't understand that or doesn't like it, well, you're welcome to his opinion, but that's
about. Well, yeah, he is welcome to his opinion. So, Josh, do you understand what he's saying?
Yeah, but can I ask something?
Really? Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Good.
Out of all due respect, Dr. Goldberg, but are you a physicist?
Am I a physicist? No, but I've got a heck of a lot better background than you do, I can tell you that.
Now, wait a minute. There's no need for us to get into these attacks.
I mean, he's questioning very simple concepts.
No. Okay, we're not going to do that. We're not going to attack each other, all right? All right, here's what we are going to do, though. Josh, are you familiar with Dr. Michio Kaku?
I listen to him. I listen to Exploration.
Okay. He had a show on television recently, within the past couple of weeks I've seen it, where he said that they, in quantum physics, have discovered that there are many universes and that they actually bump each other and set up a ripple effect, okay? And that where we live is between the ripples. Did you see that?
I'm familiar with that. By the way, that's called the brain concept, B-R-A-N-E.
Yeah.
And they're talking about eventually those brains will interact, and that's where you're going to have a big bang when the universe gets literally destroyed, if you will, every 40 billion years. But what he's saying is that Michio Kaku is talking about, basically, of course, he wrote his book about the fifth dimension, the hyperspace physics, and what he's doing is just supporting everything I've said. This goes back, like I say, to the 1950s with Hugh Everett III. So the idea of parallel universe and dimensions is a standard in quantum mechanics and hyperspace.
All right, now, but I've asked Josh a question. Did you see that? Are you familiar with that, Josh?
Not that I remember.
Well, and what his point was is that there could be many us in every ripple as these universes bump each other like big bubbles and then sort of ripple as if they were like big water balloons. They hit each other and then they ripple. And he's saying that there, Michio Kaku was saying that there could be many us, parallel universes, if you will, in each of those ripples, there could be another one.
I've seen it before. I've heard him talk about it.
Yeah. Is that the concept that you're talking about, Dr. Goldberg?
Yes, that's exactly the concept. Ripples, if you will, are parallel universes.
No, he's correct. What I'm trying to say is, I'm sorry, it was never anything against Dr. Goldberg. Like, everything he says is right. It's just your past people that have called in, you've interviewed, use the term dimension as is. It's actually a place, like another reality.
Okay, no, well, it's correct. A semantics just, thing. Let's call it guapples. Doesn't matter what we call it. The concept, though, is I'm trying to get my head around the concept. I got to tell you, it's a big concept. And it's one that I'm trying to understand. And I confess, do not truly, fully understand it, but I'm working on it. And that's why I ask if that's what we're talking about. That concept that Michio Kaku talked about.
Well, Michio Kaku did something. The TV thing you're referring to, I believe, was on either PBS or was on the Science Channel. And those are very nicely done. They have beautiful graphics to illustrate it. But again, we're talking about some very, very complex principles that are not part of the average person's exposure in life. And that's why it's difficult to accept, because it's not something like reading about in the newspaper about the weather system or the high and low pressures and why it's going to rain tomorrow. These are very complex concepts which are trying to be simplified so average people who don't have the physics or mathematical background or the inclination to deal with these, shall we say, abstract concepts can get them. That's all.
Yeah. Okay. Josh, does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it all has. It is. All right, I'll let you go. Interesting show, gents.
Hey, thanks for the call, and thank you for expressing your views. Look, you're exactly right, Dr. Goldberg, that it is a lot to put a mind around. And we just in 2 hours, there's no way that we're going to get our minds around this if it's something new to us. And it is new to me, I have to confess. It is something that I'm trying to picture in my mind. And maybe that's not the right thing to do. I don't know.
Well, so you do want to use, this is something that does require a certain visualization. That's why I have several graphic depictions in my custom Design Your Own Destiny book to make this simple for people to perceive. And that's why there are several articles on my site for your listeners. If they go to the www.dr, by D as in David, R as in Robert, Bruce Goldberg with GOLDBERG.com, they can click onto the articles. They're free. They'll give you complete descriptions of this. And they'll give you descriptions, of course, of the various books of the material out there, but I explain it in articles so people can try to get some sort of visualization. That's why I like to use graphics, because these are not simple concepts. When you teach mathematics and physics and chemistry, you always have to use visual aids. You can't just theoretically give a lecture on this without people actually seeing what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I have to say, even with Dr. Michio Kaku, I didn't understand what he was saying until they put a graphic up.
Sure,
and when they put a graphic up, I could see then what he was talking about.
Let me say something. Scientists who go to conventions, go to conferences where they have PhDs in their physics or whatever, they still need to see either computer-generated or some regular graphics or overhead or acetates, if you will, to see what the guy's talking about. Their mathematical equations are not enough. They have to actually see the concepts. When you read scientific articles, they will use actual drawings and depictions other than just mathematical equations to describe technical physics journals.
All right, and to sort of summarize, because we're now within about 3 minutes of the end of the show, what you're saying is that it is possible through certain techniques to peer into these other universes that exist really right along with us and see the path that they are taking and then choose which one we wish to experience.
Exactly. And for people who want to actually begin the process of benefiting now, they can use simply visual imagery techniques, whatever methods they use, meditation, hypnosis. They can visualize themselves in the future as they desire to be and act in an as-if fashion, repeating this mental image and instilling their ability to make this their reality, and to practice encountering their desired reality by acting as if that reality is occurring right now, even though it may not be. Using this very simple technique, they can actually begin to change their path to access their higher self and to greatly improve their own lot in life and become what I call psychically empowered.
Outstanding. If you will, stay on the line with me for a little bit as I close the show.
Sure.
I appreciate you being with us. It's been very interesting. And I have to say, and I think all would agree, a very engaging and animated conversation. And I appreciate that.
Okay.
And I appreciate each of you who have called in and each of you who have sent a flash message. Some agree, some disagree, some buy it, some don't. That's what talk shows are about, or should be about, the exchange of ideas and questioning and talking and drawing our own conclusions. So thank you, all of you who called in. I hope you will join me tomorrow evening in the chat room in our members area. We'll have the opportunity to just chat about whatever you wish to chat about, all right? My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do, too. You can call me whatever you want. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until tomorrow. Actually, until Monday. So long, everybody.